Yeah? Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining my talk. Not call, sorry. I hope you're not so tired as I am. Anyway, thanks. Okay, so my name is Miguel Araújo. I come from Portugal. I'm a community user, active. I love to come to FOSDEM. I think it's one of the best conferences. And I blog a bit. I should blog more. But I especially like to help people on Slack, answering questions, and in Stack Overflow blogs, and these kind of things. I work at MySQL at Oracle. However, I'm here on my own as a community guy. I've been working there for 13 years now, multiple projects, MySQL proxy, enterprise monitor, and so on. But I'd say the most fulfilling ones were the latest, that is MySQL Shell and the Enum API, and router and the architectures, you know, the cluster, cluster set, and so on. Let's get moving. I have a lot of content and not much time. So let's set the stage and let's talk a bit about why smarter query routing is important and why it's needed. So I think you all know MySQL router and how it works, but just a quick refresher. MySQL router is a core component of the MySQL architectures. It serves as it has a full integration there. It does transparent client connection routing, so it knows where to send the queries. It sits between your application's clients and the nodes in the topology, and it knows where to forward everything. So it provides load balancing, application connection failover, and it's very lightweight. It's just a simple middleware, very lightweight, and it automatically does what is expected from it most of the times, with almost no setup. But I'd like to share a personal experience that kind of demonstrates where current routing falls short. Not falls apart, but falls short. So this was a personal experience with a friend of mine that he works in a small startup. They do some e-commerce, and they have DB cluster deployment. So they have multiple secondaries. That's just a simplification of the architecture. They have multiple secondaries, read replicas, and they do three types of traffic. They have front-end traffic that they prefer to send to the secondaries. They have some kind of BI traffic that he told me they have very expensive queries, lots of resources needed, so, and they don't care for replication lag, so they send it to the read replicas. And on top of that, they even deploy some instances running newer versions for testing. So they have it all in the same topology. And he was struggling with MySQL router. He didn't know how to configure it to do this, to send the queries to the places he wanted them to go. So he started by trying to do manual the router configuration, which was a terrible idea, because if you configure router manually, then you lose all the flexibility and the capabilities of router to dynamically adapt to the topology and when the topology changes. So no. Then I was talking to him and I was telling him, why don't you use the read-only targets option that you can configure through shell, and you can configure your routers to send the read-only traffic to only the secondaries, only the read replicas, or both. And he was like, yeah, but for that I need multiple routers. And he's like, yeah, that's the way to do it, right? You just place router next to your application. He said, no, we have some kind of layer. We have some one router in a container, one configuration, then we deploy multiple of them. And that's under a virtual IP for HA for router, something like that. So anyway, at the end, I was also thinking that for the newer versions, you cannot do anything with router. You cannot just configure it to send traffic there. So no. Also, no, rejected. And we were having lunch, and by the end of it, he was like, hey, man, why don't I open a feature request and you write a patch to support this? It's like, no, man, no way. It's like, first of all, it's not that simple. And then we're going to create a feature or some kind of feature that works just for you and nobody else, and that's unmaintainable, and we will just open a Pandora box, and it's just really a bad decision. So he said, okay, I was going to pay you lunch, but nope. Anyway, this was just to demonstrate how with the evolution of MySQL architectures and topologies, routing can be can bring a lot of challenges. So we need really a smarter approach, something more flexible to adapt to this kind of topologies. This is an example of a cluster set. So in cluster set you have geographically distributed instances, multiple clusters. Here there's just two, one in the US, another one in Europe. And in these kind of setups, you want to optimize traffic based on proximity. So you want queries to go to the closest data center. So and router doesn't consider the latency differences between data centers. So you want to do this optimization and you want to configure it to use proximity. Another example, resource prioritization. In a scenario of, for example, an overload of the system or some partial outage, you certainly want, or you may want, some critical operations to be prioritized. And you can't do that with router because router treats all sessions equally. So that's a challenge. Another example, the last one. If you want to do some kind of schema-specific routing, you want to some queries of a specific schema to go to that cluster, and some others of another schema to go to the other cluster. You just can't do it at the moment. You need to do some manual management of the connections, and that's really complicated and is not ideal. So it's also another limitation with the current routing mechanisms. So just summarizing quickly this, as I was saying, as the complexity of the setups grows, we certainly want support for application-specific configurations. We want to adapt in scenarios of overloads, failovers, or even maintenance. And in particular, we want to enable granular control. So we want to go even down to individual statements within a session. We want to work with that and know and do better management of routing. So we want custom routing for very narrow and very specific use cases. So meet MySQL routing guidelines. This is a new thing. It's just got out in 9.2 a couple of weeks ago for shell and router. And this is aims to lift up those limitations and solve those challenges. So let's jump to the details and tech. And what's better than a snippet? So routing guidelines are written in JSON. They live in the metadata schema of the topologies. And they have four main attributes. Name, version, we use semantic versioning for this. And then the important ones are the destinations and routes. If you look at the destinations, you can see, this is a very simple example. The primary and the secondary, that's, you know what it is. There's a match. That's, I'm going to talk about it later. It's also easy to read. That's member role, primary and secondary. I guess you understand what that means. And then you have the routes. Also here on the bottom, that one is named RO. It's for read-only. There's a match expression that is saying that target port of the session equals to router's read-only port. And then a list of destinations that I will explain how it works. So let's break it down. Starting with the destinations. Like I was saying, destinations, they group the servers of the topology using these pattern matching expressions. So here I have three. I'm using the member role, primary, secondary, and read replica. And I create this list of destinations. And each, we call it destination class. Each class forms a pool of candidates for of instances for routing. As for the routes, similarly, they use pattern matching expressions. And routes are used to classify the incoming sessions according to an expression and route to a list of destinations. So this one is called read-only. The match expression, like I was saying before, is the if the session target port equals to the router's read-only port, then I want the queries to go to those destinations. The list of destinations is ordered by priority. The first one with priority zero, the secondary, and so it means that if there are secondary, if there are instances available on that destination class, the queries will go there first. If none is available, it will jump to the next one, that is the class primary. And then you see the strategy, that is the strategy applied for the queries. So round robin in this case. So, as for the matching rules, these matching expressions, we have three predefined sets of variables: server ones related to the MySQL server, session related to the client session, and the router related to the router instance. And then you can apply functions and operators. So you have the logical operators, the inclusion checks, the like operator to do pattern matching, arithmetic operations, comparisons, and the list of functions that I will show after that you're going to be familiar with them. So summarizing these matching expressions, they are used to classify the servers and the sessions and the routers with logical conditions. So those expressions evaluate to true or false. You can compose using variables, operators, and values to create the matches. And you can chain them with these conditions, with and, or, not, for flexibility. This is on the bottom, the syntax of the matching expressions. I'm not going to go through the whole list. It's just you can then download the slides later. But just to give you an idea, this is the server ones. You have stuff like server address, port, UUID, version, the member role that we used on the previous example, and so on. The session ones, port, source, the username, schema, connection attributes, that opens the door for many, many things. There was already a talk that mentioned them. And the router ones, the router ports, read-write, read-only, read-write split, bind address, the name of the router, the host name, and so on. As for the functions, this is the ones available: concatenation, network, contains, resolve, rejects, and so on. You can, I put some examples there. You can work with these functions to create these complex or not matching expressions. So the workflow, the high-level vision of it in router is that router classifies destinations, so it groups servers into the destination classes. Each member of the topology can belong to one or none or multiple destination classes. Then the matching rules, the rules are matched when the incoming sessions come. And then router applies if a session is matched to a rule and there are destination classes available, router will apply the routing strategy. As of now, we have first available and round robin. And router is continuously monitoring the topology, reclassifying servers if needed, updating routes, or disconnecting valid connections if that's the case because the routing guideline changed or some other conditions. Now moving to Shell and the admin API. As usual, Shell fully supports the management of routing guidelines, and it was extended with a bunch of new commands. It has support for the three architectures, InnoDB cluster, replica set, and cluster set. There's a new routing guideline class with many functions to manage the routing guidelines. And this is just a print screen of creating a default routing guideline on cluster topology. So these are the main commands to start. So you have create routing guideline, set routing option that enables you to activate a guideline on a topology or deactivate. And each topology can have multiple routing guidelines, but only one can be enabled at a time or none. Get routing guideline, remove routing guidelines to list the ones of your topology, and import, because you can import from a JSON file into the topology using that command. As for the new class, the routing guideline class, there's a show command that will print in a human readable way the destinations with a match expression for each one with a name, and includes the servers of your topology.